USA Radio News with Chris Barnes.
Stocks appear to be rebounding on Wall Street in early trading a day after the Dow Jones Industrial Average logged its worst day since 2008, in part because of coronavirus concerns. President Trump today meeting with Republican senators, pushing for a payroll tax cut that he says would help hourly workers impacted by the coronavirus. He says he wants workers to be in a position so as not to have to miss a paycheck, and that businesses shouldn't be penalized for the virus's impacts. Officials say President Trump was exposed to a couple of members of Congress who were exposed to someone who had the virus, but the president's not planning on getting tested for it. The Surgeon General says,
the president's got the best doctors in the world, and they are going to talk to him about his risk and about the circumstances that he's putting himself around.
General Jerome Adams speaking on ABC's Good Morning America, and this is USA Radio News.
We have all seen and perhaps used the alcohol-based hand sanitizers. Have you ever noticed how it dries your skin, and as soon as the alcohol evaporates, it's no longer effective? With bacteria and virus problems, sanitizers and hand washing are the first line of defense against infectious disease. GCNteam.com has alcohol-free antibacterial soap and foam meeting or exceeding all requirements as set forth by the United States Food and Drug Administration as a first aid antiseptic. When it comes to sanitizers, it only makes sense that it lasts till the next application and doesn't dry and crack your skin, inviting infection. For long-lasting alcohol-free sanitizing, come to GCNteam.com keyword antibacterial. That's GCNteam.com antibacterial or call 877-878-4203. 877-878-4203.